The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Thank you very much, everybody, and thanks for joining me on this Thursday, July 14th. Thank you for joining me, and it's another day, another great day in the city of Chicago. Weather-wise is what I'm talking about, folks. It's beautiful, and it feels like it's beautiful all over the world, just wonderful, and I know it's not, because we just got some news that in Nice, France, there's a possibility of a terrorist attack. Bodies everywhere. Yes, folks, it's happening again, and it will always happen. Obviously, ISIS is going to take credit for this, even if they had nothing to do with it. Anything that's destructive and taking the lives of people in the United States, many lives, ISIS is always taking credit for it, and who knows, they might be the blame. But anyway, we have another terrorist attack. What it seems to be a terrorist attack. None of this, what I'm saying, is being confirmed, but it looks to be that way. 30-something people. They're saying that a white truck rammed into somewhere, and a lot of these folks in this white truck jumped out of the truck and just started spraying bullets everywhere. None of this is confirmed. We're learning more by the minute, because more information is flowing in from the authorities in France. And it's a damn shame that this is constantly going on. And so I'm pretty sure it's not a great day for everybody around the world, maybe a few. But yeah, we have another terrorist attack, folks. You may have heard about it more so than I have. But anyway, it's just something I'm bringing up on the show. So each and every day is getting harder and harder to make the world a better place, because you're going to have all of these people out here that's going to break the laws, because it's going to, try to destroy what we built. And we have to stop that. We have to stop that. We terrorists, killers, murderers, they are going to do their dirty work. The bad guys are going to be the bad guys. You know, no matter how much we get out here and say, hey, let's make the world a better place. Let's stop the killings, the muggings, the robbings, the shootings. But the bad guys are going to be the bad guys, and they will never stop until they are caught or until they are shot dead. And deservingly so. Because these guys will never stop. They will never quit. They don't care how much you cry. They don't care how much you cry about stopping the violence. They don't give a damn about that. They are violent, and they're going to be violent until the day that they're either put behind bars or shot dead. You know, we can argue about making the world a better place. In some cases, this has to be said, folks, but in some cases, making the world a better place means putting a bullet in some bad guy's head. I mean, you get these thugs and murderers off the street. That's a beginning in making the world a better place. It's harsh, but it's reality. You know, making the world a place also means getting the thugs off the street one way or another, or putting a bullet in their skull. Because if you don't put a bullet in their skull, they're going to find you and put a bullet in your skull. So we want to get these bad guys off the street. That helps immensely, immensely in making the world a better place. And because that's what this show is all about, making the world a better place. And we're going to try to do our damnness at that. And I see that there's a lot of other talk show hosts around the Block Talk Radio community and outside of the Block Talk Radio community, they are also trying to make the world a better place with their programs. And you know what, folks? There's room for everybody. Room for everybody, because it's going to take each and every one of us to make the world a better place. It seems like, I know some of you out there are probably saying, wow, what the hell is he talking? The world will never be a better place. Going to have people killing each other. You're always going to have people arguing and bitching. You're always going to have domestic violence. You're always going to have muggings and burglaries and you know, things like this and robberies. This is always going to happen. No, it's not. I disagree. I'm not saying we're going to eliminate those things. The bad guys are going to be the bad guys. But we can be a nation and a world where there's no crime. No crime whatsoever. You know, no crime. That's what I'm pushing for. Or either a lowering crime in the United States and around the world to almost nothing. To almost nothing, at least lowering the amount of shootings that are taking place in our society every day, and terrorism like it is just now happening over in Nice, France. I know those folks in France are just reminded, those folks in France who are in all of this, it's just reminding them of Paris, you know. And it's rough, it's tough, it's hard, it's ridiculous, but it's here. And we have to figure out how to make the world a better place. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. And you know what? There are so many people out here, as I'm speaking, doing just that, making the world a better place. If you go and adopt a child that some family has thrown away, literally thrown away, you're making the world a better place. If you adopt a child, to give that child a better home. If you adopt a dog, if you're giving that puppy that you adopted a better home, you're making the world a better place. There's so much you can do to make the world a place. You don't have to actually do anything monumental. Just making somebody's day who has been depressed with a feeling of worthlessness or loneliness, just making somebody's day, making someone smile, also equates to making the world a better place. helping someone to paint their house, you know, helping someone to mow their lawn, water their flowers or something. That's a small effort in making the world a better place. Just do something nice for somebody. Do something nice for someone. That equates to making the world a better place, making someone else happy, not with money, not with funds, but with your effort, your time, and your presence. Making the world a better place. That's what this show is all about. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is such a beautiful day in the city of Chicago, but I hate to throw a damper on it, folks, but because I am. I'm going to have to throw a damper on this because we've got violence and it just keeps on coming. It just keeps on coming. All right. My guest today is Debbie A. Anderson, author Debbie A. Anderson. Debbie is a gifted vibrational healer. And we're going to find out once she's aboard, what is a vibrational healer? See what I'm saying? Hey, wow. Whatever it is, it better be something that's going to be making the world a better place. And that's what this show is all about, making this world a better place, one show at a time. You can always find me on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. You know what I'm saying, folks? I'm all over the place. You can always get in touch with me. We will be right back. And I'm going to really be ranting. All right, I want to talk about aggressive driving. I mean, we've all have encountered that aggressive driver. There are so many crashes that are happening now in the United States of America because of aggressive driving, of course. Somebody gets pissed off. They actually run their car into you. I mean, I'm sitting in my studio and I have this looking down on the boulevard. I've seen so many people bitching at each other, get the hell out of the way, move over, I'm going to do this and do that. I've seen people get out of their cars. They were so angry at each other, get out of their cars and start fighting. They were actually boxing in the middle of the street. And we were just having a great time. We bought some popcorn for it. You know, aggressive driving is getting out of control. I was hearing about it later on the national news, and it is getting out of control. Totally out of control. So you guys out there in your cars, be careful. I mean, be nice to one another. You know, a lot of people make mistakes. A lot of people, you got a horn, blow your horn. You don't have to get out of your car and bitch and fight and be nasty to one another. And you have to realize something. We're all Americans. Let's try to get along with each other. Let's not turn against each other. Let's turn to each other. But, you know, that'll never happen probably. Not totally anyway, but it's just wishful thinking. But anyway, I mean, we don't need to do that because aggressive driving, like anything else, can lead to losing your life. Losing your life. I've seen so many people, you know, out in front of me in the boulevard. I see 1,000 people drive by here every day, and most of those people are on their cell phones. They are on their cell phones, and they know damn well they should not be on their cell phones because it's been a law in Illinois for maybe 2 or 3 years to not. And it is true. Talking on a cell phone is distractive because there are so many times a car would come to a stop sign. They're supposed to stop, but the driver keeps going because the driver forgets that there's a stop sign there because the driver is actually on a cell phone talking. Cell phone driving is very, very serious. And some people, there's a number of people who still do it and will do it because they feel, well, it's my phone, it's my car, I'm going to do what I want. Next thing you know, they done blew a stop sign, ran into another car, ran into a ditch, you know, because they were on a phone. And just think about how many lives were lost, precious lives were lost because somebody refused to put down their phone when they were supposed to, especially when they're driving. I remember driving several times. No, every time I got in my car, and this is true, folks, I'm not lying, this is true. Every time I, you know, got in my car and was driving, if I wanted to make a phone call on my cell phone, I would actually pull over to the side and park and make that call. And once that call was over, you know, I get back to driving onto the streets. That's the way I did it. That's, I don't know, maybe I was weird, but that but that's the way I did it, and that's the way I would do it today because I didn't trust myself being a good driver, an A-list driver, and talking on the phone. I just didn't trust myself, and I knew that. You know, I never tried – maybe I've tried talking on the phone and driving, but I knew it didn't work. So now I have started pulling over to the side if I wanted to talk. Or if I couldn't pull over to the side and talk on my phone, I wouldn't talk on it at all. But now, nowadays, you have hands-free talking in your car. You know, some people steal on the cell phone, you know. And there's another thing, eating and driving. I've seen a lot of people do that, eating and driving. With a big old Big Mac or a Whopper or something biting up while they're driving, that's ridiculous. That's just as bad as talking on a cell phone. You know, so if you're driving, be careful out there. Do the right thing, and you're going to live. You will live. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. My author is Debbie. My guest is author Debbie A. Anderson. I don't know if she's written a book or not, but we'll talk about that. And more on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the talk of our times. Anything goes. Join in on the fun. Great questions, great guests, all of that good stuff. We will be right back.
My son has been arrested for walking while black. So I get it.
A lot of sons have been arrested.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it doesn't make me, you know, you can't buy your way out of this one. You can't educate your way out of it.
It's happening too much, or at least we know about it now.
It's always happened. We see more evidence of it. And too often people still are inclined to say, well, if he'd had a different attitude, well, if he hadn't been driving, well, if he hadn't been this, if he hadn't been that, almost as if the victim is partially to blame, you know, in the case of Garner. Well, he shouldn't have resisted. In the case of Brown, well, where was he? In the case of Trayvon, well, he had a hood on, you know, and in the case of whoever, you know, in case of Sandra Bland, you know, well, her attitude was better. It's like, no, stop. This has nothing to do with the victims. This has everything to do with the culture of demeaning a person of color. And there is no justification for a society where my son has a far greater chance of being stopped, held, killed than your son, simply because he's black.
You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Wilder Network. WTTTY, the talk of our times. You miss a show, you will miss a hell of a lot. Thank you for listening and stay with me. All right. They're, if I can get this out, national town meetings are going on all over the United States, all over America. They are talking about race. They are talking about police brutality. They are talking about killings and shootings. President Obama is giving a town meeting, a national town meeting. I believe it's going to start around 7 o'clock tonight, okay, on race relations, police, all of this stuff. I applaud him for this. He should have done this a long time ago, but there's so many people who are criticizing him and pulling at his garments that he decided to do this. This is great. We need this. Will this deter the killers, the bad guys? I don't know. Will this deter the killers and the bad guys to put down the guns? I don't know, but at least we're having a serious discussion. And even as I speak now, in some cities, towns, and states, we're having our little local community town hall meetings on this. And we need people to try to give solutions to the problems. We don't need folks to be a part of the problem. We're trying to deal with the problems with solutions. We need people with solutions. All of these town hall meetings, young people, old people, teenagers, young adults, middle-aged, the elderly, town hall meetings. We're all Americans. Let's stop hurting each other. Let's stop killing each other. Let's find out what we need in order so we can help each other, to keep each other from going down the wrong path. And that wrong path would lead to you being incarcerated or dead. We don't want you to die. We don't want you to die young. There's so many mothers and fathers burying their own children. That there's something wrong with that, because the kids are supposed to be burying their parents, not the parents burying the children. That's a problem. When a parent has to bury her child, that's the saddest thing in the world, especially burying that child because that child was shot, taken away from that parent. And also at some of these town hall meetings, we got to talk about parenting. There's a lot of great parents out there, wonderful parents, but there's too many bad parents, neglectful parents. Parents who do not know how to be parents. Parents who let their kids take over everything and, you know, take over the house. Kids who don't do what they're told. This has a lot to do with parenting, and these kids who are of these bad parents wind up picking up a gun and going out shooting someone. You know, we have a lot of bad parents out there. And a lot of these bad parents do not want to admit that they're bad parents, even though in their heart they know that they're not as good as they should be with their children. Your child's coming home at 11 and 12 at night. Your 15, 16, 17-year-old child is coming on home at 11 and 12 at night. You better find out where this person has been. You better find out where your child has been. You don't want your child smuggling a gun into the house, do you? You better find out where he's been, who are his friends. and what are they up to? You have to be a parent. You don't want to keep your child in the house all the time. Most children, kids do not want to stay in the house. They don't want to be under their parents all the time. They want to get out on the street with their friends. They want to go places, do things. They want to have fun. They want to do things on their own. And I can't, you know, I have a teenage son, and I can't blame my son for wanting to be among his own peers. I want him to be among his own peers, but I want to make sure that his peers are not gangbangers and thugs and criminals. Because if they are, I know that he will get in trouble. You know, so I think that's one criteria for being a good parent is to check out and find out who your son or your daughter's friends are. You know, go along with you, but you are a parent. It's your duty to do. Parent, you want to make sure your son or child would come back home after they leave the house. You want to make sure that you are not getting a knock on your door saying your kid has been shot in the head and he or she is at the nearest hospital ready to be taken down to the morgue. We have to talk about parenting. We do in this, not just in Chicago or Illinois, but around America, because this is going on, violence is going on, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. We have to do something. And these town hall meetings that are going on and will go on, they should never stop. They should always go on. I think every week or every 3 or 4 days, there should be a town meeting in every community, in every neighborhood, so we can talk about ending the cycle of violence, ending the cycle of domestic violence, ending the cycle of women, wayward women walking down the street selling sex, ending the cycle of young gangbangers walking around checking the block, checking the neighborhood to see who comes and who goes. We have to have these kinds of meetings. I remember a time we used to have the meetings were called block meetings, or and you would have these meetings with your police officers. I think they're still going on. I haven't been to one in a while. But, you know, they need to pick those. We need to return to those kinds of meetings. You know, that this is what the way you get the bad guys out of your neighborhood. Let the police know where these people are. If you live in a community and you're looking out your window every day and you see a bunch of gangbangers standing on the street, this is what these meetings are for, to let the police know about these things if they don't already know themselves. We want to make our communities and our neighborhoods safe for us to walk down the street, go to the park, being able to walk to the store without being robbed or shot or whatever, you know, some sort of crime happening while we're just trying to go about our business. We have to do these things. So I think these town hall meetings are just great. I think they're wonderful, and I think they're good for the community, as where the community can come together and some people can get to know each other. You can make new friends at community meetings and neighborhood meetings, and that's a great thing, because all of you guys are on one page, and that page is making the world a better place, making that community that you live in livable, and getting rid of the rotten apples, the thugs, the murderers, the gangbangers out of your neighborhood. The drive-by shooters, all of this kind of crap out of your neighborhood. You want a safe neighborhood where your child can grow up and play. You want an area where you can say you're proud to live and proud to be from. You know, I don't understand a lot of people leaving, moving out and running from their communities and their neighborhoods because they're, you know, infested with gangs. Don't leave your neighborhood. Don't run. If you like living there, if you want to live there, you got great neighbors, great friends, stay there, but fight for your area. Don't let the gangbangers come in and take it over. Because if you leave your community, if you leave your house or your home or your apartment and you're moving, then the bad guys win. You're letting the bad guys take over that neighborhood because you just say, the hell with it, I'm moving, I'm moving. Stay there and fight for your community. Do not let the gangbangers run you out. You run the gangbangers out. You run the bad guys out, the people who are dealing drugs, the pimps, the whores, those elements that are bringing down the value of your community. The value of your community. So this is one of the reasons why the things I'm saying, these kind of things will be discussed and are discussed at town meetings. You know, I mean, Obama's going to have a town meeting tonight, you know, and that's great. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to bring it to you tomorrow. But I advise everybody to listen to it, you know, because I believe if you listen to it, this is another way of making the world a better place. And that's what it's all about. And I've been espousing on this show for a long time. Help someone. You see somebody in need, help them. Help them out. You'll feel good when you do that. It's a great feeling when you help someone. It's a great feeling to know the joy that someone feels because you've helped them. You know, just help someone who's in need. Now, don't get me wrong. You can't help everybody because there's too many people out there that will try to take advantage of your goodness. There's too many people out there that will try to take advantage of your good heart. Oh, he's going to help. So let him help. I mean, come on, help me. You know, you have there are people out there like that. You know, they take advantage of your good heart. They'll take advantage of whatever you want to give them. And, you know, just because you give it, you know, just because you're going to give it. Well, if you're going to give it, I'm going to take it. You know, but you have to realize that there are people out there who are of no good. And will, you know, you got to helping to make the world a better place on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Okay, we'll. Still expecting author Debbie A. Anderson. Maybe she forgot to put this in her book. Who knows? A lot of the times the guests, they forget. They have something else to do, and that's fine with me. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be right back. Let's do this right quick.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm in this. It is great in the Chicago weather-wise. It is a beautiful day. I feel good and all that kind of thing. And it is wonderful. I think it's about 87 degrees outside. I just hope it's this kind of weather you're getting wherever you are. And if you're not, then hang in there. It's something come up weather-wise. It is beautiful. I think it's about 87. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the George Wilder Jr. Show.
Hello, it's Debbie A. Anderson here.
Hi, Debbie A. Anderson. you're a couple of minutes late, but that's okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I was trying to get through and it kept on bouncing me off, so.
Oh, no problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Debbie A. Anderson, and she is a vibrational coach?
No, I'm a clairvoyant medium, and I also do vibrational energy work. Mm-hmm. And just sort of to clarify with that is vibrational energy, you know, people have heard of auras and things like that, but let's just step it down to things that people understand. We've all been in a situation where we've walked into a room and we've just felt really good. you know, we've not met anybody, we don't know the people there, but we just have that good feeling, okay? And then we've had the other example where we've walked into a room and you could feel like you could cut it with a knife, yeah?
Okay.
That is energy. That is what vibration is. We emit a vibration. It's, you know, it's our humanness, if you like. It's, people call them auras or whatever, but, you know, we all emit a vibration. We emit, you know, you're married, I'm married, so we know when our other half is not doing well. Okay? They don't have to say anything. They don't have to do anything. We just sense it, okay? That's what I'm talking about, vibrational energy. So, you know, it's the good and the bad, the happy, the sad, and everything else in between. And everything in our world vibrates. Even our world, our planet, is vibrating, okay? It's vibrating all the time. So that's what's happening. So the kind of work I do is a healing technique. I also have different products that I have that I work with, which I call my business vibrational energy, because I think that we are all vibrating. We're all just being in the state of being. Everything in our universe is made up of vibrations, just different frequencies, a bit like listening in on your radio station compared with somebody else's. It's just that tuning in to soak up that energy that's around you. You know, even quantum physicists have proven it, that we're not just a physical body. You know, it doesn't just end at our skin. It emits out from us. And, you know, we can use it for the benefit of or not. We all have what I call our spidey senses. You know, when things aren't quite right or when they are right. Yeah. And, you know, if we can use that to help ourselves, holy smokes, go for it. And we all have this. It's just tapping into it. It's just tapping into it. You know, we're built up. I've been listening on the show. We're built up of a negative energy and a positive energy. They both reside within us. And I know some people say, you know, it's hell on earth and I can't wait to go to heaven. Well, it's heaven and hell. They reside in the same house, if you like. And I akin it to a flashlight. A flashlight needs a battery. A battery consists of a negative and a positive ion. And they need both of them to work. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a flashlight. We wouldn't have lots of, well, what is it, cell phones, Nintendo games or whatever.
Yeah.
If we didn't have a positive and a negative. They're just energy fields.
Okay, so I guess what you're saying is you're kind of a motivational speaker, sort of.
Well, kind of. I'm a clairvoyant medium, so, you know, I give proof that life exists after death. I like to think of myself as somebody that shares with other people that, you know, we all, you know, I love what you were saying about parenting and it's not just parenting. We are all responsible for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We sadly have got into a society which there's a scapegoat. It's somebody else's fault. It's not mine. It's not my problem. It's not my issue. But we all reside on this one planet called Earth. The good, the bad, the ugly, and all the in-between. And we have that responsibility. Each of us has that responsibility. And I love what you were saying about the fact that it doesn't take much to change an energy. It doesn't take much. Opening a door for somebody, giving up a seat on the bus or on the train, letting that driver in, you know. Many times I've sat there and, you know, you were talking about people getting upset on, you know, in the traffic. And I'm going, yeah, I can understand that. I've sat there and I've hoped and prayed and said, you know, and I put my little smiley face on going, please. And, you know, and as a driver myself, I go, okay, you know, I'm in a rush to get where I am. But that drive, you know, that guy's been sitting there patiently. What does it cost me to let that person in, into this field, into this lane of traffic? I'm one person behind. Is that really going to affect my life completely? So, and I think that kindness thing is part of what we need to all look at within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So So, Debbie, what are people saying about you being a creator and a developer of vibrational energy?
Well, you know, there are those that think the kind of work I do is not acceptable, but then that's life. You know, I do my work, and I always look at it this way. If I can make a difference in somebody's life with the work I do, giving proof that life goes on after death, then great. And for those that don't believe, you don't have to click on my website. You don't have to come and find out about me, because
that's what I say. But when I'm on the radio, I say, if you don't want to hear it, don't want to listen to me, don't want to do this, then turn it off. You know,
exactly. Nobody's twisting your arm. You're not being forced by a state of being held there and, you know, tied to a chair and made to listen or made to experience it. And I think this is where we get sometimes so caught up in our world of this is right and this is wrong and we shouldn't have this and you should have that and, you know, I'm right and, you know, it's just it's such a big ball of wax. And sometimes we just have to step back and just understand, okay, we're all human beings living on this one planet. All of us, white, black, green, purple, yellow, whatever, big, small, you know, rich, poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all, you know, I always tell we're all brothers and sisters. Why do we hate each other? Why do we shoot each other? Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Why do we argue? Why is there domestic violence? Why are we doing this to ourselves? It's like, you know, our own little civil war going on here.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, the one thing I say to myself when I'm getting upset with something, that I need to love my life, what's going on with me, and feel at peace with that before I can change anything. If I'm not at peace loving myself and my world, then how can I change it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually, the one thing I love is, if you've ever watched small children in a play group or kindergarten or something like that, they don't care what color somebody is or what shape they are or whether they're in a wheelchair or whatever. They just play. They just get on.
Yeah.
Okay, a kid will take another kid's toy, and then that's where the adult or the person steps in and just says, you know what, you can't do it that, like, you have to wait till they put it down or you need to share. And then they understand it and they get on.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Maybe we need to go back and watch kindergarten kids play learn from it, because, you know, I don't know what the answer is. I wish I had a magic wand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Debbie A. Anderson on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Debbie, are you an author?
I'm an author. I've created two Oracle decks. Now, Oracle deck is not a tarot deck. It's like an angel card deck. It's positive definitions, and you use it to help you get guidance, I suppose. That's the way I would explain it. Mm-hmm. And I've created one for adults, one for children, and an affirmation deck called I Am Vibrational, because I felt the importance of a lot of our work, our life, we're expanding out beyond ourselves. So sometimes we need to tell ourselves that we are great, that we can do anything, that we are able, you know. And so I created that deck. So
yeah, I agree. And you are a psychic.
Yes, I'm a clairvoyant and medium for my sins. And I joke, because I don't want people to feel uncomfortable about it. You know, my husband and I, if we go out somewhere and people don't know me and they say, well, what do you do? And I always take a moment and go, well, you've asked me what I do. Now I'm going to tell you. And I say, I'm a clairvoyant medium. Now, some people go, oh, with interest, and others go, oh, and step back. But, you know, I sort of akin it to, I might as well say I'm a proctologist or something like that, because of the response can either be really good or really negative. So, and I don't sweat the small stuff anymore. You've asked me I'm not going to pursue it any further than that. If you don't like what I do, then okay, we know now what I do, you know. So it can be quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had some wonderful
As long as you love what you do, you like it and it and you're having fun at it, do it. You know, at least you're doing something. There's a lot of people out here who aren't doing anything. And one of the things I really don't hate is when other people criticize people who are about something and they themselves are about nothing.
Yeah. And so, that's their choice, George. That is their choice. You know, I could give you a sub story about my life and this and that and all the rest of it. But as a child growing up, when we all get to that certain stage or age, then we take on that responsibility of changing things. We've only got to look at some amazing people that have, you know, lost their legs and arms. So many bad things have happened to them. So they could just sit there and say, well, my life is absolute poop. And therefore it's somebody else's fault. And, you know, and then they've gone on to do great things. They've gone on to be motivational speakers or changed the way things are done, you know. I live in Canada, and we have Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, M-A-D-E, MAD, basically. And I don't know if that's the same in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But sadly, it took something really horrid to happen, you know, all these people losing loved ones to drunk drivers for something great to come out of it. And that seems to be a universe. When something bad happens, something great comes from it, even recession. The dollar store doing absolutely amazing stuff. You know? And I'm not trying to belittle anything, but sometimes we have to go, okay, we've given this ball of wax, and now we can either dig our heads into the sand and go, I'm not coming out till it goes away, or we can make changes. You talked about Obama doing the community program.
Town hall meetings.
And when we think about it, as you said, it used to have block parties or groups that got together that took care of their community, not only just for thugs or anything like that, but to make it look pretty, to make sure that Mrs. Jones, who's 92, has got milk, or somebody goes in to pop in to make sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we've moved away from that to a very self-satisfying instant gratification experience that doesn't sustain us. And we're getting to the point to go back.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to that. You know? So my hopes and aspirations to that. I truly do hope that we are going to not go back, but go forward learning.
Go forward. We want to go forward. We don't want to go back. But you know, there's so many people are trying to take us back.
Yeah. Taking us back to the community spirit, taking us back to the point, you know, where you would raise a barn. You know, people would all get together in the community and make it happen. They would help people. They wouldn't.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me.
Okay. Debbie A. Anderson on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Tell us the name of your book.
Well, my decks, I've got the Vibrational and Energy Oracle deck, the Vibrational Earth Children Oracle deck, and I Am Vibrational Affirmation deck. So there's three different decks.
Mm-hmm. So can we find it on Amazon?
No, you can't. I sell it directly. Oh, no, come on.
What about a website or a blog?
I have a website. You can purchase it on my website. I sell directly to stores all around the world. So retailers do have my decks in their stores, and if not, ask for it. But I have distributors around the world that distribute out for me. But no, Amazon is not one of them.
Can you give us your website in case
listeners
want to go and buy your book, purchase your book?
Vibrational-energy.com.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. Sounds great. Debbie, is there anything?
Mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Debbie, is there anything that you haven't said already that you would like to say?
No, but I just hope that each of us, you know, tonight, especially in light of the terrorist attack in Nice, is that
we call I was just talking about that.
Yeah. or we tell somebody that we love them and how much they are mean to us in our lives, because we may not get that moment. And yeah. if we expand that love out to just the people we know, to our community, to our parents, our brothers, our sisters, whether they're of blood or whatever, say, you know, I love you, man. I want you to be safe. And the more we expand
right.
that love, the more it dissipates the fear and the anger and the hatred.
Yeah, we've got a lot of that.
Yeah, we have, sadly. But again,
yeah.
as I said earlier, when we love ourselves, we can expand that love out.
Yeah, we can. It vibrates. As you,
it does vibrate. Definitely.
All right, Debbie, thanks for being on the show. You were great. Would you like a link of this show? Maybe you can put it on your website.
Thank you. That would be great. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. I'll send it to you about an hour. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. That was Debbie A. Anderson on the George Wilder Jr. Show. She was interesting. She's from she's British and she's from Canada. Folks, I get calls from all over the world, and that's great. That's wonderful. We will be right back once again. Let's see if we can find can we find a clip to play? All right, we'll do this one. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. All right, it's just been reported that at least 60 people have been killed in Nice, France, Nice. It's just horrible, folks, the way this stuff just keeps going. And I understand that President Obama has been updated on this. And as he begins to give a town hall meeting. I'm assuming it's going to be live and on television starting around in five or 6 minutes from now, 7 o'clock Chicago time. Okay. It might be 8 o'clock where you are. It might be six. In some cases he may have started. It depends. All right. I get confused with these time zones. So even I mess up, you know, my producer, you know, so anyway, let me thank author Debbie A. Anderson for being on the show. She was brilliant. She was wonderful. And she is one of those people that I've been talking about who is out to make the world a better place. However, 60 people being killed in France is not making the world a better place. But still in all, we have to continue to try. We can't let it get us down. You know, terrorists are going to be terrorists. And we can't let this get us down. We can't let this break our motivation to want to do good and to want to make the world a better place. But we can still make the world a better place. We can go out and go out into our communities, into our neighborhoods, volunteer to make things better. If you want to know where to go, go to your alderman's office and try and ask what you can do, how you can help. Go to your community center, ask how you can, what you can do and how can you help. Even if you're just getting out here wanting to go and feed the hungry, that's a great thing. That's a way of making the world a better place. Helping someone, you know, a clothes drive, a food drive, anything, you know, sending veterans just or something, you know. There's so many ways that you can get involved in your community, get involved in helping someone, because it no matter how little you do, if it's good, if it's great, it's all about making the world a better place. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And Donald Trump has, from my understanding, from all reports, allegedly he's picked his VP choice. Governor, what? Mike Pence. Yeah, Governor Mike Pence. Wow. I'm pretty sure Chris Christie is devastated. Newt Gingrich is devastated. But there's no doubt about it. Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich, they would have brought a lot of baggage, a negative baggage. And Trump knows it. That's why he chose Mike Pence, which in any case, I don't give a damn who he picks. He's not going to be president of the United States. But Trump gets a lot of media attention. He gets a lot of camera time. He gets a lot of publicity, free publicity, where you or I would have to shove out millions of dollars for. Trump gets a lot of free publicity. The media is constantly going where he is, sticking mics in his face, and he says something dumb and stupid. And he gets more applause, and he gets more supporters, you know. And if I was Hillary Clinton, I'd be devastated because in some states, Donald Trump is leading her. You know, nationally, I think she's leading Donald Trump only by a few points. If she's only leading Donald Trump by a few points, then she better do something quick, because he can sneak up on her and wind up in the White House. And there are so many people saying, if Donald Trump's become president, I'm leaving the United States. I'm leaving, you know. They're going to pack up and leave. I don't know if that's going to happen. It could. We're just going to have to wait and see. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. All right, we've got a talk of race going on as I speak. We've got all of these town hall meetings, not just in the city of Chicago, but around America. We're talking about violence. We're talking about race. We're talking about trying to get along. And we're talking about being real Americans. We should not be fighting each other. We should not be bitching with each other. We should not be angry with each other. It's just a damn shame. All these shootings and killings and muggings and burglaries and just crime in general. Somebody gets pissed off. Somebody gets angry. Somebody gets upset. Somebody gets mad. And then the first thing they want to do is go get a gun and try to solve their problem and shoot somebody because they were pissed off. Somebody made them mad. Somebody made them angry. But one of the things about guns in America, all 50 states, having a gun is legal in all 50 states. Anyone can go and buy a gun. Just about everybody who's anybody is probably gun owners. Okay, I mean, you're walking down the street every day, folks, every day. you're seeing zillions of people walking past you and in front of you and all that kind of stuff. You don't know who has a gun. You don't know who's carrying a knife. You don't know who's carrying mace. But it's legal to carry a gun. It's legal to buy a gun. As long as we have those two elements, we are going to have shootings. Shootings. Whether you're going to get shot by somebody with an illegal gun, whether you're going to get shot by someone with legal gun, it doesn't matter. If someone has a gun, legal or illegal, that gun will be used in a crime. It will be used in a crime. And people nowadays are scared as hell. They're afraid of terrorists. They're afraid of muggings. They're afraid of gangs. They're afraid of being abused. They're afraid of being attacked on their way to work, on their way to store, on their way just walking around the corner, jogging. They're afraid. So they're carrying. They're carrying something to protect them. They do not trust the police to protect them. They are going to protect themselves. You know, if you're riding your bike in the park and a mugger comes out of the bushes or something and wants to rob you, more than likely that person is going to pull out their gun and shoot the mugger. A gun crime. These things are happening. You know, these things are happening. We have to stop this. That is not making the world a better place. In some cases, it's not. But in some cases, it may be, because you've shot the mugger who was trying to rob you. This guy will never rob or mug anybody else because he's dead. You're getting the bad guys off the earth. But, however, every bad guy that you get rid of, every bad guy that you shoot or kill, every bad guy you put in jail, another two or three bad guys are going to come up behind. Crime is rampant. Crime will be continual. I mean, somebody get killed today, another person is going to get killed tomorrow, somebody's going to be killed next week. You know, it's going to be a massive terrorist attack in 2 weeks from now. You never know. Killing, murders, it just keep. It's like there's no rest for murder. There's no rest for people who kill until they're caught. Okay, you take them off the street. Some other guy is going to come up behind them, take his place. There's a plethora of guns out here. There's a plethora of bad guys. We just have to figure out how to make the world a better place. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. And we will be right back, folks. We are going to, let's see what we can do here. All righty. It is just a mess out here. Let's do this one.
Good evening, friends. We start tonight with a developing story in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into the fatal police shooting of a 37-year-old man named Alton Sterling. Sterling was outside a local convenience store selling homemade CDs early Tuesday morning, which he had done previously. Officers arrived after a caller said Sterling threatened someone with a gun. Cell phone video shows officers pinning Sterling to the ground. Someone shouts, "He's got a gun." The next sound, a gunshot. The autopsy report shows Sterling died of multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back.
The individuals involved in his murder took away a man with children who depended upon their daddy on a daily basis. My son is not the youngest. He is the oldest of his siblings. He is 15 years old.
Police say they also have dash cam, body cam, and store surveillance video of the shooting death. Although a lieutenant warned in the police department, the body cam became dislodged and may not be reliable. The footage has not been released to the public, but Baton Rouge's police chief confirmed Sterling did have a gun.
Officers arrived. Sterling was armed and the altercation ensued that resulted in the loss of his life. Exactly what happened at this time is the reason we are here today. Like you, there is a lot that we do not understand. And at this point, like you, I am demanding answers.
Police also have identified the officers involved. Blaine Salamani has been with the department for 4 years, and Howie Lake II has been on the staff for 3 years. Both have been placed on administrative leave. Protests have erupted in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, demanding justice for Sterling and chanting Black Lives Matter. The question is, will justice be served? For a legal analysis of what is unfolding, let's turn now to criminal defense attorney Sue Ann Robinson. Ms. Robinson, I appreciate your time tonight. I want your first impression of the videotape that we have shown, and I want to point out that this videotape that was taken by the store owner, who reportedly said that there was no altercation until the police tased the gentleman. What's your impression of what we know tonight?
My impression is that excessive force was used, and it was used without justification. If you look at the video, it's clear that two officers are on top of Mr. Sterling, and he's subdued. So even at the point where one of the officers says that they see a weapon or that there's a gun present, which if the call was because he had a gun, they're already aware of this issue when they tackled him to the ground, then at that point he was already pinned down. There was no threat to the police officers as they already had him subdued. So to then shoot him while on top of him is excessive and it's not justified.
How is law enforcement going to justify this? You have a man who's pinned on his back by two officers. How would they justify this shooting?
Well, they're going to justify the shooting by prosecuting the victim in the court of public opinion. They're going to start to discuss his criminal history, his criminal background, if he ever jaywalked, if he ever spit on a sidewalk. And that's the only way, really, such a thing could be justified, when a video is showing you that two officers have a man pinned down on the ground next to a vehicle where he's immobile. He's not moving. He's already been tased. And then after being tased and pinned down, he's shot to death. And the important thing here with the charges, a state attorney is going to have to take it frame by frame. So even after the first time he was shot, was then the second shot necessary? And then the third? And then was the fourth also necessary? Was the fifth then necessary? It's excessive in the beginning, and then as the shots continue, it becomes more and more evident and clear that the force is not justified and overly excessive.
All right. Sue Ann Robinson, I appreciate your legal expertise tonight and joining us here on the news. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ed Schultz. Now I'm just hearing that there's been 70 people killed in Nice, France. Oh, wow, the carnage just keeps adding up. And this is totally, if you've got 70 people, my information is correct, if you've got 70 people that have been killed in Nice, France, there is no doubt about it in anybody's mind, or should be in anybody's mind. This was straight up a terrorist attack. This was a terrorist attack. And my understanding that Obama's been, he knows about it. He's been told about it. And I almost feel sorry for Obama, because the last year of his presidency, if I can say it, it's been nothing but carnage. Terrorist attack after terrorist attack, Americans fighting each other, shooting and killing each other. And right now he's giving a town hall meeting on violence, police brutality, I hope. He cannot address the five cops killed in Dallas without addressing the underlying cause of that, which was those two videos showing point cops shooting African Americans, people of color, point blank, which sparked all of this. But still in all, Obama is looking for one thing in all of this. He's looking for as legacy. He's looking for a legacy. He's looking for something that we, the people of America, is going to remember him for when he leaves office. He's looking to leave his mark on America after he's out of office. That's what Obama is looking for. He's looking for a legacy. Something, but his legacy, to me, in my opinion, has been tarnished by so much violence, because of so much senseless violence that has gone on around the world, and especially in the United States. He could not bring people together in 8 years of his presidency. People were and are more divided in America and around the world racially than ever before. Even Obama has said that he's disappointed that he couldn't bring people together after 8 years. What has he done in 8 years? In 2008, we had the housing crash. We had an economic downfall. He came along and he rescued that. But that's it. That's it. There's no doubt about it. Obama brought gay marriage to the United States. He's brought in more refugees. He promised the Hispanics that he was going to do something for them, and suddenly the Supreme Court said no. So what has he really done concrete but to give nice speeches and to reside over funerals for the people who have had their lives taken away through some sort of shootings, killings, terrorist attacks? Other than that, I don't see anything he's done. He has done zip for African Americans. He's done more for gay marriage, refugees, bailouts for big banks. He's done a lot of these things. Bailout for the auto industry back in 2008, 2009. He's done a lot, but African Americans per se, he's done, in my opinion, exactly zip. Okay, some people may disagree with me. That's fine. You know, that is fine. But that's the way I see it. That's the way I see it on the George Wilder Jr. Show. If you have a different clue, 347-857-1762. Thanks to author Debbie A. Anderson for being on the show. She will get a link to the show, and she will be able to put it up on her website. So when her clients or guests or fans come by her website or blog, they will be able to click on this show, and they will be able to hear her. Not me, per se. But Debbie A. Anderson, I want to thank her for being on the show. She's British and she's from Canada. And that's a great thing for the George Wilder Jr. Show. All right, folks, we will be right back. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. All right. Welcome back, folks. French media reports that dozens have been killed in Nice, France. I just got through saying, I believe there's, from my understanding and from my reports that I'm getting, that 70 people have been killed. Bodies are everywhere. Carnage is all over the place. Nice, France. I'm pretty sure that part of France is devastating because just a few months ago, it was Paris, France, with the terrorist attacks. And I know Obama is probably including and incorporating that bit of news into his town hall meetings. Wow. That is something, folks. But we are not giving up. The George Wilder Jr. Show is not giving up on trying to make the world a better place. We are not going to give up, folks. We're going to get this. We're going to get it yet. We're going to stop all this killing. We're going to put a stop to muggings. We're going to stop, what does it say here? We're going to stop muggings. We're going to stop rape. We're going to stop assaults. We're going to put a stop to robberies, stick-ups, muggings, terrorism, domestic violence. Everything that go on in the United States and around the world, we are going to try to put a complete stop to it. Can we succeed? Well, that will be to be determined. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk. One of the ways that we can do this, we have to have a voice. We have to have someone, some leader, and I wish it was Obama, some leader to get up and go where these people are, the people who are causing this carnage, and have a sit down talk with the thugs, the murderers, and the criminals. Talk to them. They know who they are. We have to have a voice with these guys, with the bad guys. They know who they are. There are so many community leaders and neighborhood leaders around America who are doing such a great job as taking potential children, kids off the street that are ripe for gangs and ripe for being murdered. And I applaud all of those community leaders, the guys, the women who are helping our youth to find something better to do than to hang out on the corners. I applaud them. And I wish there would be a lot more people getting out there helping our young people to find direction if they don't know their direction. A lot of I've ran into a lot of young people during my lifetime who were homeless and were looking for direction. They weren't bad kids. They were just looking for direction. They were looking for something to do. They were looking for ways to better themselves. And I did my part. But you have to do your part. I'm doing my part right now using my microphone. I'm not using it for stupidity. I'm not using it for just to be here and to be a blowhard. I'm using this mic in order to help to make the world a better place, to help people who are in need of help, to help our youth who are out here with no father, no mother, no family. These kind of young people are ripe for gangbangers, sex traffickers, the jails. We have to get to them so we can change their lives around. We are all born on this earth with talent. I've always believed that. I've always believed that we were born with talent. Every individual that is born with a talent. Whether you use that talent or utilize that talent to do something positive, it's up to you. But we are all born with some sort of a talent. And that's no lie. However, some of us don't know how to use that talent. And it's up to the adults to help those young people find out what their talent is so that talent can manifest and grow, and they can be something monumental, maybe even a representative or a senator, vice president, hell, maybe even the president of the United States. We have to grab our young people before the gangs grab them. We got to grab our young people before the pimps, the 2 cent pimps out here, grab them. We got to get a hold on our youth before the criminal world snags them. And like I said before, folks, I applaud every person out here who is in the lives of a young person that needs that adult supervision to keep that person out of jail, out of the gangs, off the streets. That's a great thing. That is what making the world a better place is all about. And we can do it, can do this. And I want to say once again to the gangbangers, the thugs, the criminals, the muggers, put the guns down. Stop shooting. Stop killing. Stop arguing. Stop fighting each other. Stop lying. Stop being jealous. Stop the hate. Stop it now. We're fed up with it. Enough is enough. Stop the BS. Stop the drive-by shootings. Stop the shootings of innocent people. Stop the shootings of children. Stop it right now. Put the guns down. Stop the shootings. Stop the domestic violence. And I'm not kidding. Be the best you can be. Help someone grow. Help someone develop their own talent. Help someone to be the best they can be. You can't do that if you're going around shooting people. You can't be that if you're going around hitting somebody in the head and taking their cell phone or their smartphone. You can't do that if you're breaking into somebody's apartment or you're breaking in their homes. That is not good. That is not good at all. Stop the damn violence. And I'm not just talking about Chicago or Illinois. I'm talking about America as a whole. We need to stop the violence. We have to help those who are vulnerable for committing violence. We want to stop the crime before it happens, because after it happens, after the fact, it's too late. We want to get our brothers and sisters, our young brothers and sisters, and as Americans, we're all brothers and sisters. We want to get them before the gangbangers, the thugs, the pimps. They're out here. The police, the jails. We want to get our young people before these people get their hands on them, because if the jails get their hands on the young people, their lives, it's over. I mean, anytime you get a police record, you cannot get a job anywhere. It ain't gonna happen. So what we want to do, we want to get a hold of our young people so we can save them. Marvin Gaye had a song years ago called Save the Children. And that's what it's all about today. Save the children. Save our children. That's what it's all about. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And it's been fun, folks. I'm just about off the air. We got how many more minutes? We got about 4 more minutes into the show. Let's see if we can do this. What do we want to do? We want to save the children. And folks, I will be back here on Monday. So join me on Monday. We're going to be off for 3 days because I'm going to do some writing. I've got a lot of things to do, but we will be back here on Monday. I'm on Monday through Thursday, 6 to 7:30 or 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. Chicago Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Father, open eyes that we may Ah!